Oh, great is your faith. Perhaps that's the best thing that Jesus would ever be able to say about any of us. How great is your faith? We had in the first reading the story from the book of Numbers where the children, the chosen children were given the command to go and reconnoiter the land and prepare to overtake it. But they were dominated by fear. They didn't think they had the ability to do what God had called them to do. And so they recoiled. And even though Caleb said, let's go do it, they said, no, we can't do it. They allowed fear to dominate and dictate their actions. In the gospel, this woman with such great faith, who is outside of the promise, recognizes Jesus as the Lord. She says, have pity on me, Lord. She bows down, does him homage, Lord, help me. How great was her faith? The humility that she had to approach the Lord in opposition to the disciples who were trying to push her away. For they didn't think, perhaps we can say they didn't think Jesus would heal her or Jesus would minister to her. They didn't think it was the right time, the right place. It wasn't her place to be approaching. Maybe we can too say they were operating with fear, with a lack of faith. How often in our own lives do we allow fear to dominate our actions? For the chosen people in the first reading, we're looking with a very natural vision, just measuring up things person to person. While with faith, we have the power, the ability to see with a supernatural vision, to see things the way that God sees them, as God sees them. This is what the great gift of faith does for us. She was asking for something that was normal. Heal my daughter. The disciples said no. How often do we prevent others from going to the Lord because we don't think that God will answer their prayer? How encouraging are we, or how discouraging are we to people? We can look at the natural, maybe the political or the moral landscape of our country. How much misinformation is out there because we are afraid to look and to speak with a supernatural vision and the power of the risen Christ dominating our lives? How many, even in the church, famous priests promoting and endorsing immoral, unnatural behavior because it's good on the natural level, without the supernatural vision of faith? Abortion, birth control, in vitro fertilization, immigration policy, gun policy. How often do we allow the vision of God, the true faith, supernatural faith, to dominate our actions and our thoughts in the world? Or do we just cower because it seems like the right thing to do, that there are giants out there, we can't conquer them? Through our baptism, we have been remade and renewed. The supernatural order has been given to each one of us. We have the power of God. The very same Spirit that created the world lives within each one of us if we live in a state of grace. There are no giants out there, no matter how big the political enemy might seem to be, or the moral enemy, the cultural enemy. It doesn't matter. We should pray to have the faith, the humility of this woman who knew the truth and regardless of the opposition she faced, continued to press on, to press forward. Let us pray as we continue this Holy Mass, as in faith we receive the Holy Eucharist, for a deepening of that faith, of that supernatural vision, of the courage it takes to say yes. And by God's grace, one day Jesus will look at each one of us and say, how great is your faith?